Friday, 1 o'clock. B. Mitch is singing Prince. We're drinking Mountain Dew. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Let's start. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's start with our guy, Greg. Greg, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, that season you came in with Pettibone as the head coach, that you came out of blocks flying. You guys beat up Dallas pretty good.
Yep.
And that one running play where you kind of like broke through the middle and you kind of trotted down the field.
Yeah.
Because no one was chasing you. That was like my most favorite game I ever watched. Under Pettibone. And I'm just kind of, how'd you like playing with Pettibone and what happened that season?
Well, I love Richie. Richie was an unbelievable defensive coordinator. He was willing to give me a chance because I had been the guy running the scout team against them in practice, and he always said, "Hey, babe, you deserve an opportunity."
He called you babe?
Yeah, he called everybody babe. When he talked, what's up, babe?
Richie Pettibone called everybody babe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then after, like, I think one or two games, he was told by Mr. Cook, "We need Reggie Brooks to play running back." And that was the end of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they had drafted Reggie Brooks?
Yeah.
From Notre Dame. Because he was a Notre Dame guy?
And I think that game I had 116 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. And, you know, it's like every time I had a good game, they just stopped giving me the ball the next time.
All right,
As I look back, I'm happy as hell because I walk around now as if I didn't play for 14 years. If I had been running the ball every, 20, 30 times a game, I probably would be I wouldn't be moving around as smooth.
Might not have had the longevity in your career.
Yeah.
Got some news here.
What we got?
We might have to reassess our expectations for Sunday, who's going to be playing. Cam Newton will start for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Okay.
What does that say to P.J. Walker?
What it says to P.J. Walker is, look, we feel you got a little bit more maturing and growing to do.
It doesn't. Yes, it says we think Cam's better.
No. It says that. And he said, we got this guy right now, a veteran player. We think we got an opportunity to make some runs, and we want to have somebody in that's a veteran who will make those better decisions. Same thing that Ron did last year is what they're trying to do right now.
Yeah. We'll get to the phones in a second. I'm asking B. Mitch, do you think it's the right move to go to Cam at this point for them?
I don't know if it's the right move, but I understand that they're riding high off of the emotional lift that he gave them last week. And you can always go back to PJ if things isn't going well. But Steve Smith said exactly this yesterday. He said the same thing. He said, now you're going to go to Cam, and what if things don't work out? Then you go back to PJ? I say yes, and PJ better be ready, point blank.
PJ better be ready.
Everything that you want to happen in life will not go as smoothly as you want it to do. But you better always be prepared when opportunity presents itself, because if you're not, you may not get another.
Find out. Let's go to our guy, Crank. Crank's in D.C. Crank, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Yo, yo. Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, look, brother. So I got a question. Look, this is a question slash, I don't want to say favor, but if y'all can swing it, y'all can. If y'all can't, y'all can't. So I told y'all before, I coach youth football. So I coach in the program that JP played for.
Maplewood?
And we are, so I coach.
You coach for Maplewood? So we're back.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. So, hell Maplewood, buddy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, look. So, my 10U team, we just went undefeated, won the Super Bowl, 7 points scored on us all year.
Damn.
And we're supposed to play in the state championship on Saturday. But for whatever reason, the league was like, nah, we're going to take a different team to the state championship. It is, you know, a bunch of politics involved in the league. But my question to you two is, can you put a little video tribute together? Not a video tribute, but just – tell the kids, hold their head up high, blah, blah, blah. Because this is the second year in a row that we won the championship, and the same thing happened when they were 8. We missed the year due to COVID. So, you know, they get back on the field. Everybody's riding high off the victory. I'm thinking I'm going to see everybody on Tuesday. But, you know, we get the email on Monday saying that we're not going to have a state championship.
That sucks,
whatever,
man.
Whatever.
Well, leave your number with Jeff. Don't hang up. Jeff, make sure you get Crank, get his number. And I'll do that.
Hey, JP, jump on in too, man, because, you know, Maplewood is family, man.
Hell yeah. All right, yeah. Well, give your number to Jeff.
Jeff, get Crank's number.
Appreciate it,
brother.
Let's go to Adam. I like this question from Adam. Adam, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, guys. Hey, B-Mitch, you played my brother in golf yesterday, and you skinned him for about $100.
How much is that? What you just paid? B-Mitch very rarely has cash on him. And he was nice enough to buy the Chinese food today. And B-Mitch just pulled out a $100 bill out of his wallet.
Chad paid me on Venmo, and then he gave $100 to the turkey drive. So he didn't have Cash App. So I paid the $100 out of my account straight to it to make the donation for him. He just gave me $100 cash, so I just had the $100.
Okay, so you did have the $100 from the golf, more or less.
That wasn't from golf, but you know, it was. Chad was helping out our riding 30. We have a turkey thing tomorrow where we're handing out turkeys and stuff to people, and he helped us out.
I'll never understand. Maybe I'm lucky that I get to play a lot of golf with you, but people get so excited to bet you on the golf course.
No, Chad can play.
Okay. Well, remember, who was the dude we played with out at my buddy's club with Mike Farley, his partner? Remember how excited he was to bet against you on the golf course, and you were just cleaning his clock? Remember that dude? I can't remember his name.
He had a bad day.
Adam, please, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, so it was two parts. I was going to ask if he's going to give my brother a rematch, and secondly, I was what's your longest drive? Because my brother's strength is off the tee,
knocks the cover off the golf ball.
He does,
and then he gets on the green and he acts like he's driving the ball when he's putting. But the longest drive I ever hit, and this is no lie, God's honest truth, I was in Hawaii playing on, I forgot the name, it was a funny golf name of the golf course, and if you get over the hump, it'll roll down the hill, and it commenced to be about 365 yards.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's a bomb.
But I hit it about 245, and it rolled 120.
Take it.
It still counts.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, your brother can kill the golf ball, dude.
Thank you for the call, Adam.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
And, yes, they're getting the rematch because me and my buddy Brendan Giuseppe is supposed to be taking on him.
Oh, I know Giuseppe.
Him and Chan, we're going to be taking them on again because Chan didn't like the fact that they had to pay.
I bet. Double or nothing. Get that money back. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. I got a question for Brian, but I want to get Landfill's opinion as well.
Landfill's not here today. Landfill's out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It has to do with fast food. I know he's an expert, but I more just wanted to ask Brian. So I'm hosting my first Thanksgiving this year, and I've never made turkey before, so... You know, and usually a turkey's not that good, I don't think. Uh-huh. But I saw that I got lunch at Popeye's today, and I saw for $44.99, they'll fry you up a Cajun-style turkey. I was going to see if you've ever had Cajun-style fried turkey, if you think it's okay for me to serve that to my family, and just, wanted to see what a real man thinks about it.
I've always had Cajun-style fried turkey. I do it myself. I never had Popeye's one, but a lot of people basically, they rave about it. So I would think it'd be a great chance.
It's awesome. I've never had it either.
Yeah, I've never had Popeyes, but I've been doing it now for 20 plus years, and
I've had yours, and it's excellent.
I've gotten to the point now where, you know, like after the pandemic last year, and then I'm not gonna lie to you, I just woke up Monday saying, "Damn, Thanksgiving next week." Normally, I'm preparing like a month ahead of time, and I don't know what I'm gonna do this time. I kind of do a Cajun fried and smoked combination turkey. I call it froat.
What's the word?
Froat.
Fried and smoked? Yeah. So what do you fry it first or smoke it?
I fry half the way, then I put it in this pan, and I throw it in the smoke, and I let it continue.
I have never cooked a turkey. I don't like turkey. I think it stinks. That's my take. Turkey talk.
Thank you for coming to my turkey talk. You haven't had fried or froat turkey.
Perhaps, but like, I'm just not into it. I wish the Pilgrims had had lasagna. I wish the Pilgrims had landed in a place with General Tso's chicken. I wish the Pilgrims had had ribeyes. Like, there's so much good food in the world, and we have this one food holiday, and it's all about turkey. And turkey stinks.
That's not true. A lot of people eat multiple things. Turkey.
I like when there's ham. I like when there's ham at Thanksgiving.
You have ham?
Ham, far superior to turkey.
Nah, it's just whoever was cooking your turkey, you didn't do a good job.
That's not true. Like, I've had your turkey. Your turkey's good.
My turkey's great.
It's just, okay, your turkey's great. I don't like turkey.
OK, Okay, well, you shouldn't be one then.
That was such a lame, like, third grade joke. I'm not even giving you credit for that.
I've been working with these damn elementary school students all this time. I may as well act like them.
Cody, you like turkey?
Yeah, I'll have like one or two
pieces.
Wait,
hold on. You asking this person here.
I mean, Cody's never had a pickle.
21 years old to eat turkey, eat a pickle or a lettuce. You can't ask him.
That kid never had lettuce.
He probably was eating chicken. Like, I used to tell Bria everything was chicken. I like, eat this. It's chicken. Don't look like chicken. I said, yes, that's a new chicken.
It's a piece of salmon.
She eats salmon. She be eating hamburgers. Everything I gave, it was chicken. So one day she said, Daddy, that wasn't chicken.
Over, under. I got a question for Brian Mitchell.
Yes.
Over, under 15 snaps for Curtis Samuel on Sunday.
Under.
How many?
I don't believe he's going to play.
What if?
Am I even trying to be funny? I don't think he's going to play, seriously.
What if they need him to get back on the field so then he can actually get hurt and then they can shut him down?
That can happen in practice.
It's true.
I've seen, listen, bro. That's why when I hear a lot of these coaches talking sometimes, they must forget that 14 years of playing professional football and being one of the guys that were like a leader, that would talk with coaches and be cool with coaches and new GMs and things, you know a lot of stuff that goes on. I've had people tell a person, your knee is hurt. And the guy goes, no, my knee not hurt. And then here come the reporters and say, hey, miss, how's your knee? My knee's great. I'm like, hey, come here. If they're asking you about your knee, somebody told me your knee hurt, your knee better be hurt or you're going to be cut. So that knee wasn't hurt. So guess what? He got to hang around and get checks. See what I'm saying? So all types of things happen. And if there was a mysteriously finally come up and say, well, we're going to do this with Curtis, they're trying to stay ahead of this story. But that story is starting to go downhill like a locomotive and they might catch you.
Ahmed texted in a question.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's pretty reasonable. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Call in if you want, 800-636-1067. Ahmed says, do you think the indecisiveness with Curtis Samuel has anything to do with them not having a full medical staff and head trainer?
I would say no and yes. No, because I think the issue transpired why that staff was at their full limit. And I would say yes now because who is really going to be the lead on it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, listen, man, as much as we think everything is joke, like a lot of people think everything is so hokey-dory and fine, not having your main guy and his right-hand man together at the same time in your staff, that you're losing something there. You know, just like if you and I were not here, and we told two people, yeah, this is what you do. This is how the show goes. We told them how it goes, but they don't know us. They don't have the same familiarity with each other that you and I have with each other.
Right.
So if Ryan Vermeer set up everything at the beginning of the year, him and this guy, they're not there. And the other people now are going based off of what was written down, what was said. They don't have a true feel for it all. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they missing something somewhere.
Rally Captain chiming in on Twitter says, Popeye's turkey is the bomb.
All right, then. There you go.
I love Popeye's. So maybe the turkey's good there. Carl Greeby on Twitter says, turkey is the bomb, but Southern Maryland stuffed ham is the bomb diggity. I love Southern Maryland stuffed ham. You ever had that? They like chop up with greens and peppers, and it's hot, it's spicy.
Nah.
It's really good. I usually get it for Easter. My boy Ed Bonifant brings it.
With the oysters you got that time?
Yeah. My guy Ed Bonifant lives down on the river in Southern Maryland. See, my thing
is this. I don't really have a problem with much meat at all. I'm a protein fool.
You're a protein fool?
Listen, man. Meat. I don't care. Chicken, seafood, beef, pork, venison.
I love it all, too.
Emu, ostrich. I don't care. Bring it.
I've eaten reindeer. Have you eaten reindeer?
Reindeer.
I got a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Have you eaten reindeer?
I eaten deer. I don't know if it was a reindeer or not. I'm sure they can't be too much out of different families.
It was in Iceland, your favorite place.
Well, that's a deer. You just call it reindeer because it's in Iceland.
You know what Iceland does? Iceland has quite a sight going. You get real cheap flights to Europe, but you got to stop in Iceland, and then they just delay your flight, so you're stuck in Iceland. That's how I hung out in Iceland. I got stuck in Iceland in December. Not a great time to go to Iceland, let me tell you.
Yeah.
They fed me reindeer.
Was it good?
I'm in no hurry to go back and get another plate full of reindeer.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Whenever you get stuff, you don't get it right.
You know how to cook reindeer?
I know how to cook deer. And it's the same
I'm talking
thing.
About reindeer.
It's no damn difference.
It was at a restaurant. It was like a buffet.
It's no difference.
So if you were in Iceland, you would want to cook your own reindeer at a buffet?
I probably wouldn't cook my own reindeer. I'll try it out. But I can tell you, most people, when they're cooking in like a commercial-style setting, they don't have enough time to basically marinate the gamey taste out of it. And once people taste gamey taste, they're done with it. If you marinate it properly, you'll be sitting there thinking, damn, this is the best beef I've ever eaten.
But you're saying that I didn't cook the reindeer correctly.
No, no.
I didn't cook the reindeer.
I say you didn't have it done correctly.
I don't know the correct way to cook reindeer. I will confess that.
See, this dude here, he gets on a tangent and he doesn't even listen. Okay? I didn't ask you. I got you. You know what? Hey, Jeff, I got him. I'm going to get him one day. He's going to be like, man, I love this food right here. I'm going to say, yep, that's reindeer. Got it from Iceland. My neighbor came to my house one time telling me that he doesn't eat venison. And I was smoking these venison steaks. He's like, man, those steaks look good, man. Can I get one of those? I'm like, yeah, get you one. So he eats one. He went to the house. He talked a little bit. He came in here and said, bro, you got a lot of them. I can't have one more. I'm like, hell yeah. He destroyed the second one.
Didn't know it was venison?
I say, dude, I thought you don't eat venison. I don't. I say, what you think you just ate?
Oh, man.
That was not venison. That was beef. It I didn't taste no gamey taste. Dude, Corey Raymer, remember him?
Yeah, center.
Corey Raymer taught me his marinade. Corey had me eating everything. Moose, bear.
Bear?
Yeah. And I'm like, Corey, I'm not going to eat that. He said, taste it, B. Dude, you're going to taste no gamey taste. So Mr. Grady Wright has some venison.
I've had venison. I like venison.
Yeah, it's reindeer.
It's deer. Tailgate Ted says, not all turkey stinks. You just need the right person making it, like me or B. Mitch. Ted says he has a Peruvian rotisserie turkey.
Yeah, Ted, I will eat that.
Peruvian rotisserie chicken, bangarang. I could try some Peruvian. I don't like dry food. Turkey gets dry.
So when I told you that the person that did your turkey didn't do it right, you just said whoever cooked the turkey, it was dry.
But even, but Brian, I'm telling you, it's not just Thanksgiving. Like turkey sandwiches, turkey subs. I got to cake them in mayonnaise, salt and pepper.
Like
it's
like
just
mayonnaise.
It's just a dry, boring food.
I don't think fried turkey is dry and boring.
I wish the pilgrims had spaghetti, and then we'd all just get to eat spaghetti.
Well, you just eat spaghetti.
All right, let's go to Jacksonville John real quick. Oh, we got a break. All right, sorry, Cody. We're complaining about spaghetti. Johnny, stay there. We'll do a trivia question when we return. Plus, we got a weekend parlay. We got a lot to sort out here on B. Mitch and Finley. Football Friday, B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com. Stay connected to what matters most. It's also Vodka Rebel Friday. Cody. B. Mitch, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Over under 5.5 Long Island iced teas consumed by Cody this weekend.
Oh, over.
What's your average? Like, do you make Long Island? I mean, do you know anyone on earth that only drinks Long Island iced teas, Ryan?
Nope.
I mean, as if we needed more evidence of Cody just being such a hardo, intense dude, why are Long Islands your go-to drink?
There's a lot of alcohol in them.
It's true.
So, like, the,
you got a point.
He's honest.
The strategy: you drink the first one really quick. You know how I do it with the
well, you do that with every.
I love that there's a strategy to you crushing drink, Long Island iced teas.
Drink the first one really fast.
Is the last part then, of the strategy barf?
No, then you milk the second one. But you've got to buzz the entire way through.
Mm. All right, so chug the first one and then you chill out with the second one. But you usually have like 4 or 5 of these things.
Yeah, you kind of chill.
It's totally chill.
It's just chill after the first one.
Yeah, clearly. Jeff, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, man. Either Jack, Tennessee Honey, or Hennessy. Straight, no chaser.
Straight, no chaser?
No,
ice?
No chasing. Yeah, of course, with some ice.
Just pour it on some ice?
Yeah.
Same with the Jack Honey?
Yep, no chasing.
I don't think I've ever had the Jack Honey.
Oh, man, you missing it. Oh, you missing it.
You missing it, man. You missing it, Jay.
That's a good drink right there.
Did you hear this morning Jason Wright was on with the Junkies B?
Yeah.
And he's drinking that same bourbon you've been drinking lately.
Uncle Nearest.
Uncle Nearest, yeah.
Good stuff.
How much is that a bottle? Hundo?
Nah, less than that.
Okay.
You can get the 1884 or the 1856. 1856 I like better. 1884 is a small batch, I think. 1854, probably 100 proof.
I'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Good old vitamin T for me.
Sir.
Keep it simple. I got a ton of people telling me what to eat. Luis Gavira says he loves Popeyes, but I wish they never got rid of Cajun rice. Okay.
Luis, I'm with you on that.
Like, I don't know how we arrive at the point of the day where somebody's tweeting me that they wish they didn't get rid of Cajun rice, but here we are.
Yeah, I'm on that. I'm with him.
All right, B-Mitch is with you. I like the rice, but I'm not a big sides guy when I go to Popeyes. I just want to crush chicken and eat a biscuit. Being blonde is best, says deep fried turkey injected with hot wing sauce is money.
Never did that.
If you have to inject a food, means it's dry.
No.
Like, it's a fairly basic principle.
A lot of people inject different things. You don't just inject dry stuff.
When my mom was living in the Virgin Islands, we did Thanksgiving down there once, and everybody down there injects their turkey, or maybe it was even chicken, with, like, chicken broth. It was kind of good. It's just very, like, wet or moist. I don't know the right term. Both of those sound kind of gross. But
yeah, very wet.
Get a hold of yourself.
Strange dude, man.
Matthew Jones, this is even weirder than the Cajun rice. Matthew Jones dropped me a note to say, chipped deer gravy is unbelievable.
Huh?
Well, I don't know what the hell that means.
Chipped deer gravy.
Is that like cream chipped beef, like the breakfast joint? I love cream chip beef.
Cream
General's chip. Kitchen, Ocean City, Maryland. Shout out.
You mean the sausage? I mean like the...
Like sausage chip? Gravy.
Okay.
Same idea.
Okay.
There's like... There's sausage gravy and there's cream chip beef, and they're not the same, but they're certainly related. They're like cousins.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on here. Somebody's telling me that deer meat is so good and walrus is okay as well.
I never had that.
Carl Grebe wants me to decide. Carl Grebe wants to know if he should wear a bag over his head as a Washington fan in Charlotte this weekend.
not this week.
They just won.
Yeah, and again, not this week. You can be happy about what's transpired so far.
In the last week.
Yeah.
You can be happy about the last week.
Yeah.
Cody, did you have any questions for Brian? Do you have any weird meats you want to ask him about?
Well, I was going to ask, what are his favorite sides on Thanksgiving?
My favorite on Thanksgiving? Turkey first. Then everybody likes cornbread stuffing. I don't like that. I like the rice, kind of like the dirty rice. We make that. And then my wife makes this stuff called sweet potato crunch. I can eat the whole damn casserole dish of that. It's sweet potato pureed. And she makes this thing with cinnamon, pecans and all, make it, and then it makes a crust on top of it. Undamn believable.
The rice dish. So B-Mitch is, I mean, one of the most, I've said it before, and he doesn't like when I say it, he's incredibly generous and hospitable. We've worked a number of Thanksgivings together, just working football games, and he used to bring in a feast to NBC. He'd bring in a gigantic turkey, like the huge, like, catering size tray of that rice dish you're talking about, which is unbelievable. And wouldn't you bring greens also? I remember that, right?
Sometimes collard, sometimes green beans.
Yeah, the greens were great. The green beans were great. I love green beans. I love collards. I don't love, like, green bean casserole. It's a little gross to me.
It's, like, too much stuff.
It just make me green beans. Green beans are good on
when
their
you
own.
You start putting everything else into it, I'm like, what? I like to taste it. If you say it's green beans, I want to taste green beans. I don't want to taste all the other stuff.
I like mashed potatoes. I like stuffing. I like that like broccoli cheese stuff that kind of starts happening. I'm into that.
Broccoli cheese.
Mike in Gaithersburg has something that seems very important. Let's get right to it.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, hello. It is very important. The fact, not necessarily for Thanksgiving, but the fact that you can't find fresh onion rings in this town or anywhere, and that Popeyes took them off their menu when they were handmade. It was very, 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 very sad.
Mike,
very sad.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, Mike's all depressed, man.
It's okay to not be okay, yeah. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
We're here for you.
Yeah, you could go buy you some onions and make that thing yourself, man. It'd be fresh as hell.
You know what? You're absolutely correct, because it is like a lost art, I feel like, homemade fresh onion rings. And waiters always try to sell me on the, oh, we got the big ones. No. The big ones are always frozen. I want the hand, and Popeye actually made them. They're fresh.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Into the milk.
I'm trying to. I ordered. So here's one of the remarkable things about me, Mike. We're here for you, buddy. Lean on us in this time of need.
When you're not strong,
I loudly and proudly hate onions. They're disgusting. They're the devil's vegetable. But ironically, I like onion rings sometimes, and I ordered them.
You know what I've learned? You just like the. Be somebody that's just causing issues.
I like onion rings and I like French onion soup.
I don't like onion, but I like onion rings and French onion soup. You just, I think you don't really know what you're doing.
I do try to
order.
You have
a chemical imbalance.
I do try to order French onion soup, hold the onions. It doesn't work, but I try.
That's one of the dumbest things
I've ever heard. I got onion rings somewhere recently. Oh, maybe it was in Disney World. I was trying to help Mike out that I got some onion rings recently that were pretty good. But that is not local, Cody. I believe it's in Orlando. So no help there. All right, last call of the week before we get to the parlay. Let's go to our guy, Jacksonville John. He's going to close us out with a trivia question. Lord
right,
knows
John.
What it's going to be about. We've been talking about walruses, so here goes nothing. Johnny, what up?
Hey, JP. Hey, B-Mitch. Okay, so I actually have one for you, B-Mitch, and I have one for you too, JP, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm not doing USFL. Today, okay,
right.
We're going to go NFL, but we're going old school, okay? So I hate the Dallas Cowboys. However, I've always respected Tom Landry and Roger Staubach.
Uh-huh.
B. Mitch, I want you to tell me, where did Roger Staubach play college football?
Navy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once upon a time, I was a big Staubach fan.
Yeah, it's hard not to like him, you know, even though he was a damn cowboy. Now, just for extra credit, can you tell me what year he won the Heisman Trophy?
Don't have a clue. I'm gonna go like 72.
63.
Ooh, I'm way behind.
I was going to say 68. Because didn't he have to serve in the Navy for a couple of years before he was able to play football?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Yes. And I'm going to start calling you Capital JP. So, and we're staying in the United States with yours, okay, JP?
All right.
All right. The capital of Kentucky.
I know it's not Louisville.
That's right.
I kind of think it's Frankfort, but it might be Lexington. I'm going to go with Frankfort.
Very good.
Boom.
I trip people up on that one all the time.
It is Frankfort?
That was well done. It is Frankfort, yes.
Cowabunga. Yes.
By the way, speaking of Thanksgiving, my wife and I are doing something different this year. We are going to Ruth's Chris.
I love it.
Big old steak.
You know why you're doing that, John? Because steak is good and turkey sucks. Thank you for the call, John.
Well,
appreciate you, buddy.
We love turkey, man.
You love turkey.
Hey, I work with a turkey every day.
Can I tell you something? I end up working on Thanksgiving more often than not just because Washington ends up playing the Cowboys with almost every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess every other year I end up working on Thanksgiving. I kind of look forward to it. I don't even mind. Everybody wants to sit around, eat turkey, and take naps. I go work.
I do more.
What the hell? I never stop working anyway,
well,
Cotto.
If you ever get a day to come to my house on Thanksgiving, it's more than turkey and naps going on in my place.
Bourbon?
Oh, lots of that.
I bet there's
we
a lot going on.
We do more before 9 than most people do all day.
You want to have the Finley girls over there? They're a handful.
I won't have a problem. My daughters have had them so calm, cool, and collected. You'd be like, man. Y'all come to my house?
I walked in the door Wednesday night, and my little one just comes up to me and said, not now, Daddy, and just walked away.
Yeah.
I walked in the door. Hadn't seen her all day.
I don't want to put up with your crap today, Dad. Move on.
And then my older daughter was in the bathroom and needed help, and my wife's like, you're doing that. I mean, I literally was in the house for 7 seconds and was insulted and told to go deal with poop.
Should have stayed at the bar longer.
Yeah, I should have stayed.
You go.
I should have stayed in Ashburn.
Not rushing home. Take a little longer to get there.
Important news when we return. We're going to find out who won the week, and it's possible that person won their second week in a row. Don't go anywhere. B. Mitchell Finley, Football Friday. presented by Alarm.com, connecting you to what matters most. Vodka Red Bull Friday, Grant and Danny coming up in just a few minutes. They'll have a full preview of the Washington football team's contest this week against Carolina Panthers. Big game coming.
Huge.
B, I'm going to hit you with some props real quick. I'm bummed. They don't have Cam Newton props up yet, but I'm sure they'll be there.
They can't figure out what he's going to do.
They better. Mm-hmm. Taylor Heinicke, over 228.5 passing yards.
Cody say under.
Cody says under? Mm-hmm.
They're only allowing 173 a game.
Passing yards?
Yeah. The Carolina Panthers, yeah. They're number one.
Wow. I mean, I knew they were one. That's low. You going under?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Haven't figured that one out just yet. Give me some more props. It's going to work.
Christian McCaffrey, over under 65.5 rush yards.
I'll take the over on that one.
Christian McCaffrey, over under 46.5 passing yards.
Over.
DeAndre.
Last week he played three quarters and he had more. He had the over on both of those.
Oh, yeah.
He had almost 170 in three quarters.
So one player I like that they don't have a prop up on, if anybody finds John Bates, Washington tight end, pass receiving yards.
They got over under, like the over, I think, 9.5.
I would go over. I would go over on his reception total as well. Last one, Terry McLaurin, over under 64.5 receiving yards.
I just like Terry. I think Terry can do that in his sleep.
Number one pass defense.
Like that. But still, one thing about that kid, he will make plays no matter who's out there with him.
All right, Cody Betts, time for us to get to Heard It Here First. Don't forget, you heard it here first. Let's go, Cotto.
All righty, JP, congratulations. Your first week
I've won
win
the last 2 weeks.
In over 6 months.
It's the first week.
I
won last week also.
We're really happy for you, JP.
Let's address something real quick.
You guys just didn't count it. I won last week.
Was that a system pick yesterday, you said?
Yes.
The system underestimated how bad Atlanta is.
So you didn't win the system pick yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I won the week.
We are also keeping a tally on your system picks.
How come nobody wants to talk about the fact that I won the week?
Yeah, notice the hashtag, it's system pick, not system picks. Even though you made four system picks, only one hit.
How many bets did you hit?
Like half, but we do parlays, and I missed.
How many bets did you win this week?
B. Mitch Mullins and I went a combined 0-12 this week.
Yee.
And JP went 1-what?
3.
Winner is all I hear.
Hey, it's your first one in like 6 months. Yeah, we're really happy for you.
We're happy about you.
Listen, I got some important information. Sean Wallace wants that dude that was really sad about the onion rings to know that Red Robin has good onion rings.
All right.
And Chris Strickland says there's good onion rings at Full On in Olney.
Go get you something from Full On or Red Robin. Because he did sound rather sad.
He sounded legit sad.
He sounded real sad.
I've won 2 weeks in a row.
No, you
Why
didn't.
Did you discount my
you,
win
you,
last
you
week?
You did not win last week.
You didn't
week.
Participate in as many games as everybody else.
You didn't win.
You guys are so full of it. And band together
no,
to do
you,
whatever
you
can.
You have to make up a game. It's
we
just like baseball. If it gets rained
just,
out, you have to get
at the end of the year, if one get, team if one no. team has only played.
No, you have to get to 162.
No, yeah. you don't. You yeah. let teams yeah. finish at 161 if you're out of the playoffs.
They'll
no,
figure it out.
No,
oh, so you're out of the you're out. You're out.
I won last week and I won this week.
No,
that's a 2 week streak.
Sound like a loser to me.
I won.
You won this week.
I won this week.
One and three.
Yeah, 1-3. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
All right, so for the weekend parlay,
you guys went 0-4.
Yeah, and we're not happy about it. But you went 1-3, and you're sitting up here acting like you went 7-0.
You know what it sounds like? Like I gave Tampa a really good run in the wild card game.
Yeah.
So for the weekend parlay, we only have 3 picks in as of right now. We've got Ahmet taking the Ravens money line. JP taking the Jags.
Jags
spread for some reason.
+6.5.
Yeah, against the awesome 49ers.
They're
off a huge win.
Give me Kansas City.
Kansas City
-2.5.
All right. And then I've got the Cincinnati Bengals money line against the Raiders.
Bengals money line against the Raiders. Who else?
My buddy said you may not eat turkey, but you might want to visit Turkey. It might be a great place to go to.
I'd go to Turkey.
Yeah. Go with Ali.
I think it'd be beautiful. I've heard it's beautiful. I mean,
go with Ali.
A ton
he
of beaches.
Might have to be doing some serving some time or something. But military time.
I don't want to go.
Y'all go hang out.
I don't want to go to a Turkish prison.
I think he might have got out of that one, though. I think he got out of that one.
If going to Turkey requires a prison stint, I do not want to go. Let me be clear about that.
Hey, man. Big Tony sent you some all kind of different meats you can eat for Thanksgiving.
I only eat walrus.
This might be walrus. Big Tony don't eat nothing that's regular.
Big Tony's always hunting, isn't he? Isn't yeah. Last time I saw Big Tony.
I think Big Tony rides around and find out somebody just hit something. He go feels it, make sure it's still warm, bring it home. Or he buys stuff from people. I don't think he shoots anything.
Last time I saw Big Tony was at Matchbox in Rockville when we did a party there.
And how many times did he curse you out in the first 5 minutes?
Oh, I mean, that dude curses more than anyone on the planet. But he pulled out a bag of deer jerky out of his pocket and handed it to me. Said, here, have this jerky.
It was good.
Merry Christmas. It was good.
Yeah.
But of all the bags I've seen pulled out of people's pockets, I was not expecting to be handed deer jerky.
You were a little worried at first, huh?
I didn't know what the hell I was getting handed.
So you could go to Turkey with Ali. Now, he already did his military thing, so he's good.
Well, you going too? They got golf courses in Turkey?
If they got golf courses, I'm going.
Let's go to Turkey. What the hell?
Let's go to Turkey.
Well, we're trying to get to Lafayette first.
Yeah, we need to go to Lafayette.
Thank you to all who have listened today and this week. Thank you to PFT Commenter. Thank you to Joe Person from The Athletic. Thank you to Cody. Thank you to Jeff for sitting in for Landfill. I hope Landfill's enjoying Myrtle Beach. Brian, what are you doing tonight?
Date night?
It's usually date night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't even know where I'm going yet, though. I just go home and say, okay.
Cody, what are you doing tonight? You're slugging Long Islands?
I'm going to do some homework and then Long Islands.
Agree and shake your head and you stay out of trouble.
Jeff, what are you doing tonight? Jack Daniels, honey?
Nah, man. We partying tonight.
Where you going?
Well, my friends from college having a little get-together, so, you know, those be the best get-togethers.
What's the, what kind of party? What's the girl situation?
It's anything as a cup party, so.
Wait, what?
Anything but a cup. So whatever you drink out of, it can't be a cup. So like
Well, you know, you might be able to drink out something that measures by cups. I don't know.
We are winners. We are winners.
You should bring like one of those Viking helmets and drink out of that.
Oh nah, tonight I'm going with something crazy. I think I'm gonna go with my turntable case. I'm gonna insulate it.
Huh? That sounds crazy.
That's going to be bad.
I think B-Mitch's idea was better than yours, Jeff. No offense. Grant and Danny coming up next. Thank you all for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.